I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We are live this Monday, March 16th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? I'm just looking at the Dow futures again today, and it's going to be down 1,000, if not more.
Well, oh, they shut down the futures because I guess they have a 5% threshold.
Well, what I really don't understand is, I mean, clearly it's going to go down. Goldman Sachs, I think, said that it potentially could go down as much as total as 46% off the high, okay? Yeah. That's everybody losing 50% off their 401k. That's right. A massive blow. After 9/11, they shut down the markets for 5 days. This is 9/11 in a lot of ways. Why aren't we shutting down the market? Let everybody pause. Let's figure this out for a while. Why do we keep just through this?
I asked that to
your broker.
My financial advisor, and he said, "Well, the government doesn't control Wall Street." But I don't understand why the government can't control Wall Street.
Well, they shut it down at 9/11.
Well, maybe that's
for 5 days.
Well, maybe that was just because logistically that entire area was destroyed.
Well, no, people were still broadcasting from there. They could have done it, but I think it was.
Believe me, I wish they would just stop.
They need to shut it down for a week.
I know.
Let's let things settle down.
But
maybe 2 weeks.
I don't understand why one day it's up 2,000 points, the next day it's down 1,500.
Well, they I touched the mic, now I'm freaking out. They interpreted the Fed cutting rates to zero as a total panic sign because they've been resisting these rate cuts for months.
We're just getting murdered.
Yeah.
Absolute murder.
You just have to hang in there. I called my broker Saturday. I texted him. And I'm the dummy. I'm doubling down. I'm buying some Enercon. It's just so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm betting on our company to survive this.
It's like nickels.
I'm betting on our company to survive this. Yeah. And, you know, we were looking at Apple stock. Okay, it's expensive, but it's down like 60 or 70 bucks off a month ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want to buy
Apple. Probably go down again today.
Yeah, but just get in at some point. Maybe at the end of the week. I mean, you're never going to time it. Although, of course, I've been getting a million texts from Rom. I'm sure you've been getting them, too. That I don't want to tell his
business.
By the way,
I still have not looked at my 401k balance.
Neither have I.
Since the first day.
I haven't looked at it ever.
I haven't done it.
Yeah, but. But supposedly,
I'm already depressed, JP. I'm not going to do it again.
Supposedly,
I can't imagine. We talked about this last week, the level of depression for a guy who planned to take Thursday and Friday off to hang out with your best buddy Skippy, to go to casinos and the sports book, to see conference tournaments, to look forward to Selection Sunday. Your whole time off was dedicated to sports gambling. And finito Santiago.
I thought about just coming in last Thursday and Friday because obviously all that was canceled, but I was so depressed.
That's good mental health days. You needed it.
I just needed to just stay away.
I'm glad
your daughters are home.
Yeah, my daughter's home. She's going to be home for the rest
of
the semester.
6 months.
Yeah, until next fall.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've been getting texts from Ronald. If you got the same.
I did not.
I have
not.
The
poor guy. I mean, I hate to say this. I don't mean that. But he's fine. But he sold his stock literally at the absolute bottom because 2 minutes later, Trump and them had their presser and it started soaring.
All right.
He finally bailed. And
he sold what stock?
The big one that he had been doubling down and doubling down down and trying to get back. And I'm not trying to make fun of him.
Can't time the market.
But he kept saying, literally, you can't do what I've done. I bought it at its absolute high. I sold it at its absolute bottom. And within 2 minutes of me selling it, the market goes up 2,000 points.
It's the worst luck ever.
Yeah.
That is.
Now, he'll get a little solace today as it goes crashing again today.
Yeah.
That he didn't absolutely sell it at the bottom.
I kept thinking over the weekend how the talk leading up to it was, you know, people are panicking. It's not going to be as bad as we think. Eric was at the forefront. Eric was right. I don't think you thought it was going to be this bad, but
I kind of thought it. I just was watching Europe and said, this is what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have a tournament. I don't think they're going to have all that stuff. I said, the world's going to be totally different
in
3 or 4 days.
I don't know if you thought they would cancel like the PGA Tour through 5 weeks. I mean, it just went over and beyond.
I kind of did, but that's only because I've been reading and just been studying it.
But our world has been turned for us anyway, because sports is our livelihood. Our world has been turned upside down.
Yeah. It's our livelihood, and it's also what I enjoy. I mean,
and our personal lives, too, because of our
kids.
Our crews in college.
Oh, my. It just ruined my son's freshman year.
Yeah.
Ruined it. Now, the good news is as I was lobbying for it, and it does create issues, but spring athletes, it's minor in the scale of what's going on, they've all been given the opportunity to have their year back, which is, my son is so grateful for that. And he may not even use it, but at least he has that.
That's if you want to stay the fifth year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
A
lot of kids won't, but at least you have that opportunity. But, I mean, you know, and obviously everybody's been talking about seniors.
That's on college level, because this is very
high school
level.
You're screwed, yeah.
Or recreational level. Look, I coach a flag football team of 11 to 13-year-olds. I guess they're getting older. Maybe it's 12 to 14-year-olds. Very unlikely there's going to be some sort of spring season, which usually kicks off in about a month.
It's impossible. Yeah. I mean, with them closing gatherings of 50 or less for eight weeks.
My kids do track.
Yeah.
They're not any sort of superstar track athletes, but it keeps them busy.
Of course.
They get a, you know, 1 mile run in, whatever. That's going to be done. All of those activities are going to be done. That's, you know, at some point we'll open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. I am curious to know what families are doing, what people are doing to entertain themselves. I did get out a little bit over the weekend.
Eating is what I'm doing.
I did get out a little over the weekend, but very limited. And
you're not supposed to go out.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to. Now, I went to IHOP on Friday night. It was an absolute ghost town. IHOP, a very kid-friendly place. Yeah. So I had my three kids. Isabella can have pancakes. I had French toast. It's that sort of thing. So I went with my whole crew to IHOP. I seriously over-tipped because I felt bad. Like, if you're working at a restaurant like that,
you're getting killed.
Crushed.
Oh, restaurant owners are getting crushed.
Everyone's going to suffer,
and I was just
doubt.
Looking at the people thinking, this is how they make their money, and there were four tables in an IHOP. I couldn't believe it. When I pulled into the parking lot, and I noticed I was on Rockville Pike, man, there aren't that many cars on Rockville Pike. I mean, the traffic was far less. Rockville Pike is usually packed.
Yeah.
Right? Usually almost basically red light to red light to red light. It was just flowing down there. And the parking lot, usually, we go a couple times a year. Usually it's pretty full. I was like, whoa. Yeah. And when I walked in, I felt bad for the people inside. I was like, how are these people, if they're living paycheck to paycheck, how are they going to survive?
It's miserable. It's miserable.
They'll survive, but it's going to be tough.
There's a message board for our HOA, and I was just reading it yesterday, and people are upset because they notice kids and families are out walking, and they're out like in their yards playing with other families.
Right.
And their point is, this is not what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
This is what, you know, this is why all the health officials are telling you to stay inside by yourselves, and it's getting people upset.
It's tough to curb it completely. I didn't do it
but
on Sunday.
We've been letting small groups come over, one or two kids. Yeah.
On Saturday, I went to the playground. Saturday was a beautiful day. We have a toddler. She'll turn 3 on March 25th.
You got to get out.
On Sunday, we didn't really go out at all. But on Saturday, took her to the playground. I mean, just think about the amount of touching that goes on a playground, on a slide, swings, all of those things.
I probably wouldn't take my kid to a playground. I would find some other things to do, kick ball with them or something.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's hard.
It's very difficult.
Yep, it is.
Just wash up, I guess, after.
Yeah.
One thing is, I will say this for my son, who is as carefree and is, you know, just sort of fun-loving, living by the moment as anyone. He comes in the house, and he washes his hands immediately. He's got hand sanitizer in the car. And so on some level, it's registered with him. Not to the extent I would prefer, but it's definitely registered.
I'm sure it has. Yeah.
Life is totally different. Yeah, we're doing that. And then I went to the grocery store yesterday. Oh, my God. For example, just one item, zero bananas.
Well, what time are you going?
This was around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's at prime time. You should go in the morning. Just go up when you first get up.
Probably. But it was just, like I said, I hadn't left the house all day. And I had to take my older kids back to their mom's house. So on the way back, stock up. And there just wasn't. It looked like the end of days.
Well, I went to the grocery yesterday. And I went early in the morning, like 9:30. And that's not even that early. Pretty much everything was there. I don't think you have to hoard. The president said it yesterday. The supply chains for our food is going to be fine. We're going to, even if they shut down everything, they're going to let us go and get food, right? So we don't have to do this. You know, we don't have to, the toilet paper thing is beyond absurd.
It's the there was zero toilet
paper. I have
paper.
Resisted buying toilet paper simply because I don't want to be part of that herd mentality. I've hoarded one item and the mommy. And that's only because my youngest is such a picky eater. It's the only thing she eats. So I bought 6 bags of Endomami.
Wow.
That's the only thing that I've hoarded.
I didn't notice a run on that, but there were several shelves like cheese, for example. We get a lot of shredded cheese, which you can throw on
a lot
of different things.
Anything. Cheese is good
on
anything.
I use them on Tostitos a lot to make nachos.
Oh, that's good.
None.
Zipping.
Yeah, it'll be there. Don't worry. It'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, at 4 o'clock at Harris Teeter in Gaithersburg, there were a lot of spots. Vegetables. Trying to get fresh vegetables. My oldest has become a very picky eater. She was like, you guys just have all these frozen vegetables. You need more fresh vegetables.
Well, they were saying that the frozen vegetables retain a lot of the same nutrients. It's fine. Frozen,
I agree.
She's just telling you
that I'm dealing with that.
I think it just depends
on where
you're
dealing with somebody that wants edamame.
Well, she doesn't want it, but that's what I know she'll eat.
Yeah. Yesterday, there was no bread. No bread.
Yeah.
Obviously, no toilet paper, no napkins, no paper towels.
Really?
I mean, this is nothing.
When I've been going, it probably just depends
on where you go.
And I think the time of day, maybe.
Time. Yeah.
Go a little early. The other people I've heard people say is they're going to the 24-hour groceries at like, you know, midnight, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. They're stocking, you know. Just go. I mean, I know it's inconvenient, but I mean, hell, we're going to be inconvenienced for the next couple months.
I went to Giant on Saturday night.
Yeah.
11:30.
Yeah.
I was the only person in the store.
Right. It's silly.
It was awesome.
So you have social distancing, and you have your pick of whatever you want.
Yep.
Right?
Wasn't fighting anybody. No, look, they were out of a lot of stuff, but whatever. Was it a box?
My wife gave me a list of S to buy. They had every single thing I needed.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think it's going to be okay. That's one area where I'm preaching calm. But somebody did give me an example. Because one thing is, do you still have those hardcore people out there that are holding out, that are saying we're overreacting on all this? We only have 300 deaths or whatever it is. And they just don't understand that this is the beginning of the outbreak. And, you know, the exponential growth. Somebody gave a great example. Let me just give it the one time because I understand exponential growth, but even this example really highlighted. Have you guys ever heard the lily pod example? So let's say you're in a lake and you have one lily pod, right? And then the next day you have two, right? So the doubling, which is occurring with this disease. By day 3, you have 4. By day 5... Or by day 4, you have 8. By day 5, you have 16. You get it, right?
I get it.
By day 49, the entire lake is covered, right? Do you know when it's half covered? Day 48.
Right.
Right? So that exponential growth. So people say, oh, we only have this. Well, it just, as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it becomes spectacular.
The Washington Post had a great graph over the weekend. One of it was kind of a moving graph of dots.
Saw it.
And if you just looked at the dots, and certain dots were a certain color to represent people that are carrying the virus, and you just see the way it kind of bounces around random, it's impossible to completely curb it. The way that we're changing our lives is to try and curb it to an extent.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be successful. And here's one thing that I think has been good with social media. And social media is a disaster in a lot of ways. It's cancel culture. It's attack people. It's being mean, scare, all that stuff. But I think in this instance, like when everybody noticed on Friday night that young people were going to all the bars and restaurants still and packing them, and there were lines outside, and people are coughing all over each other because young people are saying, well, it doesn't affect me. I'm fine. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been getting shamed on social media over the last 24 hours, and now it gets to mayors, and it gets to our officials, and it gets to our seats, and now they're shutting all that down. Yeah. Right? So that's one act. Now, that's terrible for the business owners. It's terrible. It's definitely terrible. And you don't want it.
Everything's getting shut down.
But
everything.
I think we're these things are accelerating. Thank God for social media. Also, the country is able to see what's happening in Italy.
Well, let's
or
see.
That's able to see, you know, see what's happening in Spain.
Italy's a complete disaster.
Yeah. They had 379 deaths yesterday. If that doubled.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the oldest countries.
True. And there's smokers and all that.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of old
still.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're also a couple weeks behind them.
Right.
True.
But that's what we're trying.
Let's
just hope that the dummies in the White House, our leadership, can get a hold of this, because even our president is saying opposite things than his main health official.
Yeah, I think people are listening to the health officials. I think they are. They are.
Point is that people look at the leadership, and that's a lot where the panic comes
from. I
think
they're getting smarter because they're putting those people out in front way more.
And I'm saying let's hope.
They are. They are.
Let's hope.
They are.
But you're right. If we have 65 deaths, right? If that turns into 6,500 deaths at some point, I'm just wondering if
then it could turn to, 1,300 and then 24,000.
I'm wondering if the country does go in lockdown like Italy does.
Well, I think today you're going to have another big announcement.
I think it'll be close. Yeah.
It's going to be pretty close.
Yeah. It'll be close.
But I think we need it. I'm pro. We got to shut this down, and maybe not, hopefully not for 8 weeks, obviously.
And you're never going to know the real numbers because
of the actions
you're
doing.
They didn't have enough tests. And so it's not like you're testing. If you don't have symptoms, they're not going to test you. Eric could have it. I could have it. You could have it. We don't really have symptoms, so we're not going to get tested.
Right.
And even
correct.
If you have mild symptoms, they say don't test yourself.
Well, because,
so you have no idea how many people.
And also, and everyone's attacking the administration for this, but it's not set up for pandemics like this. It's
understood.
Just not. It's just not. And so, by hopefully.
He's attacking something different, though.
Understood.
Which is just when one person says something and the next person says opposite.
I'm not speaking to that. I'm speaking to what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And look, I've been incredibly impressed with what they've been able to do in the last week or so. I think they're going to have millions of tests available for people, but they got to prioritize the most vulnerable. And that's what they're doing.
Part, and maybe we can get Cakes on the show at some point, is you want the social distancing, and not just our country, many countries are imposing travel restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And that created a monster bottleneck at the major airports where people were coming
over.
One
in particular, Chicago in particular.
The pictures were unbelievable. People on top of each other.
Yeah.
It was the exact opposite.
But again, you got to give them a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. They've never experienced this before.
I understand that.
Yeah,
we're not ready for it.
Well, this is the thing. It's uncontrollable. All of those issues, they're uncontrollable.
Well, they said they addressed it. They said they addressed it, and it should be much, much better now. But they had to learn. They had to figure it out.
Yeah, plus, when you have that panic and all of those people rushing to come back, I think Dr. Fauci said you don't have to rush to come back.
Right. If you're American, they'll let you back in.
Right. Is that just your natural instinct? Like, again, maybe we'll call Cakes. Cakes is going to stay home for a week. His son was able to come back from Spain. I saw on Twitter he hooked up with Pauly Flix. He didn't social distance with Pauly
Flix.
Where did
he see him, though?
In New York, because he had to go to New York to pick up his son.
I got you. And he called Pauly Flix and said, let's meet up.
I guess he had
Cakes. Is unbelievable.
That's just typical.
Did they go try to find a card room that was still open?
He had plenty of time.
Cakes is unbelievable.
I'm surprised he didn't find
for the guy that doesn't even like to eat in a restaurant with people, just because he doesn't, he's going to meet randos?
But he probably had to wait for hours, I would imagine. You're going to one of the busiest airports in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming over from Europe. He probably, I'm going to guess, waited 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah,
drive to New York, wait 4 or 5 hours, and you hooked up with Pauly Flix. So maybe we'll get Cakes on later in the show, but we do want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, and we are live, 800-636-1067. It's EB, Lurch, and JP coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan this Monday, March 16th, 2020. We're brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
I was going to say the only one good thing came out of this for me. Only one. And that's my daughter's back. Now my daughter doesn't want to be back.
Yeah, she don't want to be with you.
She doesn't want to be with me. My wife, her sister. She wants to be at school
with her friends.
She wants to be with her friends. She wants to be in her sorority doing all her events.
How crazy is that? She wants to be in school.
I know. Well, my younger daughter is devastated because the softball season probably going to be canceled. They haven't officially announced it, but it probably will be.
Is she a junior?
Yeah.
So she'll have one more year. Yeah.
But
I know. I feel so bad.
I think about the seniors.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the only good thing for me, is that my older daughter's back, but I understand why she's so upset.
Yeah, because you were that age. You get it.
Yeah,
well, it affects your life so much. Like, so my daughter's back from New York. Did go visit her once a semester. She met us up in New Jersey. But typically, when she's back, picked her up on Friday, on Saturday, we'd go visit my mom. I don't know the next time I'm going to visit my mom, to be honest with you, because she's in that most vulnerable population. She does dialysis. She'll go to dialysis today. Mm-hmm. She came down with something called Wegener's disease 5 years ago, which completely changed her life. Mm. And in those 5 years, she went from somebody who was capable, traveling to Puerto Rico on her own 4 times a year, very independent, to somebody who's become pretty dependent. And I'm the only kid. My brother lives in Jersey, so I'm the only kid here. So what brings her joy in life, she's a widow, is seeing her family. Typically, Kelsey comes back. She hasn't seen her for several weeks. We go visit grandma. No chance of doing that.
FaceTime.
But FaceTime's not the same.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not seeing my mom. Not seeing my in-law. You know, and I haven't been anywhere, but I'm not going to see my mom.
No.
I'm not going to see my in-laws.
We never thought we would see the day that 9/11 happened. You know, we can't predict that. I mean, in 93, you had the World Trade Center bombing, but I mean, it's far different, right? And that changed life forever for all of us. Mm-hmm. And then this comes, essentially it's another 9/11, all right? But you don't know how to really process it. I don't know how to process it. I don't know how to deal with it, especially as a sports fan. I mean, when we always kind of joke around, you know, how much would it take for you to have no sports in your life? You know, when we do these hypotheticals, the hypotheticals we always thought that. Now we don't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we have is off-the-field stuff.
Well, I was going to say, last break, I didn't get a chance to get it in, is that, like, yesterday, I didn't turn the TV on once. I didn't have the TV on all day because I like to have sports on in the background.
Yeah.
And I have that on constantly. Or I'll watch the news. But the news is so bleak, I just turn it off. Now, actually, that's not true because I did have the YouTube TV on a little bit because I watched the presser when I had it on my computer. When Pence and all those guys were talking.
And by the way, I can't watch, you know, sports from 5 years ago.
I watched a lacrosse game from 1989 on YouTube.
I can't do it.
It's just kind of funny.
I can't watch the 2018 Players' Championship. I can't do it.
Yeah. I watched Homeland last night, and a lot of times I DVR it, but I think I was starving for entertainment.
Yeah.
And I just decided, you know what? I'll be tired tomorrow, but I just want an escape. And then I stayed up and watched Curb Your Enthusiasm because I was like, I need to laugh. That show is so good this season.
Is it?
It may be the best season.
I'll probably start watching it, and I'm going to be watching Netflix. I'll probably watch every Netflix show because that's all I can't watch CNN all day. I can't do it.
No.
Or Fox. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to hear about is that the doubling is going to happen. Well, it might not be a doubling, but I mean, in like
the exponential growth.
Yeah, in the blink of an eye, it went from less than 1,000 cases to now we're over 3,000. And it's only going to grow and grow because now they actually are testing people with the drive-through testing areas.
Put it in the perspective of other viruses. I mean, swine flu, is it swine flu H1N1, whatever it was? Swine flu in that 1 year had 59 million cases. Yeah. So we have to prepare ourselves. We didn't do any real quarantine or anything. This is going to get into the millions.
Right.
This is what they're trying to prevent, though, because this is the other thing I learned. And, people going to attack our country and we're not prepared for this, whatever. But, like, you can't just have hospitals open for pandemics, during the year. So our hospitals, let's say they're at – I'm just throwing out numbers. This is not – I'm just throwing this out. Say you have hospitals at 80% capacity now. When you get hundreds of thousands that get sick, there's no way to prepare for that. And say we have 160,000 ventilators. Well, 120,000 are being used right now. So we don't even really have 160,000. So that's why everyone's freaking out, because we don't want to happen what's happening in Italy, where they're, God bless them, they're having to pick who they're going to treat.
I heard that was overstated.
It's happened. Heard doctors say it's happening. So.
Well, look, for us, for this
show. I don't
know
if that's true.
This show is going to be much different in the next 2 months, because there's not going to be any sports to talk about.
So, yeah, but we can handle it. I think of all the shows out there, we could probably handle this better than anybody.
That's fine, but we're going to also lean on our listeners, because I want to find out what they're doing.
Oh, of course.
How they're coping.
Of course. We took a ton of calls on Friday.
I'm sure you
did. We'll be doing it. Look, it's like a 9/11 thing. It's going to be like that. Post 9/11, I actually think we did a good service for the people here in the area.
We're
commercial free for like a week.
Yeah. Now we can't do
that. And
we
were there every day.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that.
That's the thing about businesses. There are so many businesses that are just going to suffer. The businesses like Apple and Walmart, those big businesses that are limiting things and shutting down, they'll be fine. Starbucks will be fine. It's the middle level. The
mid level. Well, even like Subdogs. Subdogs going to be fine because he's killing it. But he's shutting it down for he has to.
Yeah,
but like, mom and pop. Privately owned, small businesses.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really hard, of course.
My son was pointing out, so in my neighborhood, we have a big corner bar called the Poor House. Has over 100 beers. It's pretty popular. Do you know how much money they probably make during March Madness? Like, it's a place that typically, their lunch on a Tuesday, if you walked by, there aren't that many people at lunch. On a Wednesday night, it's okay. There's business, but it's not packed. They thrive on events.
Of course.
Now there's no sports for 2 months, and you may have the governor shut it completely down. I know that they're trending towards that. Imagine a business like that.
I know. I don't even want to think about it. It's coming, but I don't want to think about it.
Because I'm not smart enough to know how much revenue they would bring in on a typical Selection Sunday when it would be packed.
Well, it depends on how big the place is. I'm guessing
it's very big.
15 to 20 grand per day.
Probably even
maybe
more than that.
Might be more, depending
because
on how big the place is.
It's a big spot.
I know what Circa makes.
Right.
On a good day. I know what he was making. My buddy Matt Carlin, I know what he was making during the World Series.
Right. Mm.
All right.
But those are the best days. Those are the best days.
Sure, but that's what you rely on.
Yeah, some businesses are seasonal like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they thrive on the events. And, a place like that is a sports bar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You generally have sports all year.
Like the circuit,
but there are certain spots, certain days, which are bigger than others.
The circuit that's in Chinatown right next to Cap One, he relies on Caps games, Wizards games, concerts. That's what they rely on. Take that away, it kills you.
Let's bang out some of these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You give us your story, give us your input, how you're coping, if you have some comic relief. I was telling the boys, I was driving in this morning, and I heard somebody being interviewed. It was just hilarious. I'll tell the story. I was listening to PGA Tour Radio, whatever it was.
What the hell are they covering?
They were interviewing Earl Forsey for 30 minutes. Because Earl works there, and Earl's great at it.
Yeah.
He does play-by-play for them. But they were like, tell me your story, Earl. How did you begin?
Well, you gotta fill time.
It was so great. I loved it.
We will talk a little sports on the show today because the NFL agreed to the deal. We had D. Smith in studio on Wednesday, I believe it was. It was a very close vote. I think it passed by 60 votes. with over 2,000 votes. So we'll talk about that. NFL free agency, all of the rumors. There have been some guys that signed. So we will get into that. But right now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, sneak in one call.
All right. Let's go to John in Stafford. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How are you guys?
John, what's up?
Hanging in there.
Hey, what I've been doing, well, me and my family have been doing, I hooked up the old Super Nintendo and started playing Madden from back in the day. Just get my fix in so right. far. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, video games.
Thank God for video
I'm
games
not
for
really
kids
a gamer,
and young yeah. people.
My son was able to social distance. He played video games, and he does this bit where he just has his phone with his buddy. I don't know. They're not using the headsets. I don't know what the hell they're doing, but that occupied time. Because on Saturday, I got to tell you, I still went out, like I said, to the playground for a little bit. On Sunday, I was much more restrictive. I was like, you guys aren't going anywhere. Until I had to.
All right. Hang in there, John.
I will, buddy. I'm doing whatever I can to entertain my children. And
what's yeah. Stafford like? Did you drive around Stafford? Was there less traffic, less people out?
Oh, yeah, it's a definite wasteland. I'd come up there Friday night with me and my kids. We were just riding around. We didn't go in any places and stuff like that, but the parking lots were just completely empty.
Yeah.
There was nothing. So it's going to be a tough process, you know, but I'm going to make my kids just don't even think that there's anything going on.
Right.
Just going to have fun
and
with
I know
them
that's the thing. You want to keep their sort of joy for life out there, but they know it. They know what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. In the back of their mind, but I'm going to keep it in the back of their minds. Yep. I'm going to keep it in the back of everybody's minds. But
yep.
just be joyful and just have fun, you know.
But yep.
know that it's out there.
Yep. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. We'll take more calls welcome. Next. Yep. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We are the Junkies coming to you live here on a Monday morning. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan coming to you live. You can also watch us on NBC Sports Washington. We're going to be down a man this week. Cakes isn't in quarantine because he has the coronavirus. He's in quarantine because he was able to pick up his son from Spain, which is one of the biggest hot spots right now on the planet when it comes to coronavirus. He was able to fly back, I believe it was Saturday. He hooked up with Polyflix. Maybe we'll catch up with Cakes a little bit later in the program.
By the way, Adam's not here either, or yes. If he is, he's somewhere else because they were going to put him in a different cubicle or something. Mm-hmm. And you could say we're being jerks, but he went into the heart of New York City, one of the huge hot spots, just to go party.
He tried to claim he was going there to cover the A-10 tournament. We told him the day before, you might have even been here that day when we were grilling AWOD. He said he was going to the A-10 tournament to cover it, and we said, it's going to get canceled.
Right.
And I think they canceled it literally like 10 minutes after he jumped on the bus.
Oh, really?
So he wasn't going to be able to turn around, but he didn't want to turn around anyway.
He wanted to go to their party, and that's what right. he did.
AWOD's not here. Cakes, we'll maybe try and track him down. He's going to take the week off to be with his son and to play it safe because he was in an airport, and airports are like the worst place to go.
And he was with the son who's coming from a hotspot.
Yes.
Yeah. People are asking me if Cakes is okay. Yeah, he's fine.
Cakes is fine.
At 7 o'clock, we will get into the NFL. The labor deal was reached. Yes. So we're going to have 10 years of the NFL. Should sports come back, you're going to have 17-game seasons. You're going to have more teams in the playoffs. So
sports
a greater
chance
so
sports are going to come
for
back.
The Redskins.
It's going to come back.
So yep. We'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. Also on the show, hopefully Valdez can find the audio. If not, we'll just go through some of these things. It's just a little comic relief. A lot of people are giving advice on social media about how to handle the virus. The OJ stuff just cracks me up. Well, he's vile. He's a scumbag. He's one of the worst persons in the history of the planet. But his coronavirus bits did make me chuckle.
Did he legitimately tweet a photo of him on the Bronco chase? Was that him or was his account hacked? And he said, trying to escape this corona. And it was a picture of him and
that.
The Bronco with all the police cars behind it. And people are like, are you kidding?
I saw him with a picture.
Wouldn't be surprised if it was him. But.
I saw him a picture with gloves. And I don't care if a lot of people are using gloves for stuff. Like, he should not be taking any pictures with gloves.
Well, people were goofing on him because he was wearing like a dust mask.
Right.
You know, like a mask you'd use like if you're cleaning out your attic or
so
something.
So we'll have a little comic relief. And at 7 o'clock, we'll get into the NFL, kind of fill you in on what's going on there. Let's sneak in a couple more phone calls here at 800-636-1067.
All right, so Jason, you missed it, but you know my cousin Rhonda, who she drives a truck for a living.
Correct.
She lives out, she grew up on a farm.
Has she been on the show before?
Yeah, several times through the years. And she was on the show on Friday, and she is hilarious. She is a piece of work. I love her to death. And I think she's back in this area again, right? She said she was going to, I think she had a run.
It was on Friday.
I think she had something today in Annapolis, I think. Rhonda,
what?
How are you?
I'm just freaking hunky dory for figuring out if you want to see me do my job, you can come out and bring me a cup of coffee afterwards because I'm going to have to back out of here.
I don't know, man. I am so locked down right now, Rhonda.
What are you actually? What are you hauling today?
Today I have very lightweight Ford parts.
Ford parts,
and I'm over here at Coons Ford. And I'm down between their building and the freaking parking lot. And like one of the guys says, you know, you have to back out of here. I said, if I'd have known that, I'd have backed in here.
If people want to come by and say hello, like, you know, not a large gathering, but if one or two people wanted to sit, they could just swing by and wave at you or something. Right, Rhonda?
Well, they'd probably all do it with one finger when it gets time to leave.
What were the roads like the last couple of days for you?
They've been fine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no issues coming out. Traffic's been light. A buddy of mine said Philly was just dead last night at 10:30.
Yeah. Right. Where did you leave from last night?
Monroe, Michigan.
And then how long did it take you to get to Annapolis?
I don't know. If I wouldn't have had to take a half-hour break and get fuel, probably 7.5-8 hours.
That's not bad.
I'm loaded real light. It was like 72, 73 all the way.
When do you get to sleep then? What's your deal?
When I get done here, I'm going to the closest truck stop and go to bed.
And then when you go to a truck stop, so what is your cab or whatever, what does it have?
What, like a flat screen TV and a microwave, and I got a 12-volt cooler in here, and I got a George Foreman grill, and I have an electric skillet, and I have a toolbox I can plug into 12-volt. I have a Dutch oven that's 12-volt. A big fan.
What's a Dutch oven? Because I only know what a goof is. Like, yeah. I don't know what a real Dutch oven is.
Well, this is a little electric one. You can lock the lid down on it. It's got a glass lid, and it heats up to like 375 degrees.
How much
about anything in it.
Rhonda, how much gas do you run? Like, because you have to have the car running, right? Or the truck running while you're sleeping, right? How does that work?
Sometimes. These now here, they'll start themselves.
They will. So you put it like on a timer or something, or how's that work?
Well, the battery gets so low, or you know, something like that, or too much draw, or it gets too warm in the bunk. I have a thermostat for when it's air. I need one air conditioning, and the colder I turn it, the longer it runs.
And then, so how much gas does that run? Like, how many gallons do you go through in, like, say, a typical night?
I don't know. They say a gallon an hour with this new setup.
Oh my God!
I don't know.
That's a lot.
So you've noticed the roads have been pretty clear, right?
Yep.
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 I'm not surprised.
And I wanted to tell you, I was flipping through my emails and Facebook, and there's some guy in Tennessee right now that's got 17,000 things of sanitizer.
Yeah, we saw
and
that.
He can't get rid of them.
Can you go down there and pick it up and bring it over here to us?
You still wouldn't let me in the studio. I wouldn't fit. bed. I'd fit in there worse than I fit in here.
Oh, you fit. Come on. Give me a break.
That big doggone building behind me, I can see it, and I just know this is going to be fun if the sun's up when I got back out of here.
This is an invitation, Rhonda, and I think the guys are okay with this.
If you can come in whenever you want.
You come in anytime you want. If you're in D.C., next time you're in D.C., I don't know where the hell you put that truck, but you're welcome here. I'll give you the address, and you come in, you can sit in and do the show with us for a little bit.
How long is your delay?
Yeah, she needs a delay.
Don't worry, we'll take care of that.
Rhonda, you're not still smoking, are you? You stopped, right?
I smoke like a train. In fact, I'm sitting here right now with Bronco-berry sauce and chicken strips. I had to wait. I was eating small because you guys always catch me with my mouth full.
Right. Well, I thought you stopped smoking.
I quit smoking before Mom died. And then after Mom died and the first load I took was Jersey, it was cheaper to buy cigarettes in an ashtray than it was to kill the dumb ones. So I just went back to it.
Right. And that was about what? So, how long ago has that been now? About a year?
Mom passed. We buried her 25th of January a year ago.
Yeah. So it's been about a year. Well, I want to encourage you to get back off it, though.
You don't want me to. I won't tell you on the air what I told my boss when he told me I needed to quit. So
yeah.
Because you couldn't delay that. Even though I've heard you guys say something the last couple of days that I might be kind of mild once in a while, but
right.
Sitting here trying to stay out of everybody's way. So if you get bored, come on down here. Bring me a cup of black coffee.
You won't be able to miss me.
I'm at Coons Ford.
Coons Ford in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guarantee you there's going to be a listener that swings by that wants to say hello. I guarantee you.
Yeah, they can't miss me. It's like hiding at Walmart. I'm sticking up above everything.
All right, Rhonda.
They'll be bringing me something when I get it back out of here. So stay safe, guys. Have fun.
Okay. All right, Rhonda. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So Rhonda's mom who passed away, is that your mom's sister?
My mom's brother's wife. Okay. Remember I had to go to Ohio for the funeral last year? Yeah. I rented the Tahoe, was siced in the winter. It was silly. Mm-hmm. But she just had thank God, she was in her 80s. So she didn't suffer. She just had a stroke, just, I think, on the toilet. And just, that was it.
That was it, right?
That was it, yeah. It's terrible. Terrible. But at least she didn't suffer. You know what I mean?
That's how my father-in-law passed, on the pooper.
Yeah.
Had a heart attack right there on the pooper.
Yeah. Yeah, just fell over, I think. I could be wrong, but I think that's what happened.
Was he trying your move?
I don't know what he was doing.
Trying to sneeze and poop at the same time?
I know he didn't get up.
All right, let's go to Ishmael. Do we have time? What time do I have to break? Now? 2 minutes? Can we go real quick to Ishmael? Let's try. Ishmael, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. Just want to say, big fan of you guys, listening to you guys every morning. I work in the morning. I'm a police officer, so I listen to you guys every morning while I'm working.
Thank you, buddy.
In Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Don't want to say it exactly where and they'll get on my butt, you know. So I just want to call in, talk about this coronavirus real quick.
Yeah.
Just want to say I still see a lot of traffic out. A lot of people still out. They got to go to work, I know. But I would prefer them to be at home if they could.
Because
one of the people that I know will get it will be law enforcement, because we come in contact with people nonstop every day. And it's part of the job, I guess. And I know a lot of courthouses are closing. Like, I know Fairfax, they closed their courthouse today. I know we've been told don't write any tickets for like next couple of months. Court dates, push them down the year because they might be closing.
Right.
We don't know at Alexandria yet or Pennsylvania, but I know a lot of these courthouses are taking precaution, so not too many people can join into courthouses, and never know.
Yeah, they're going to be more and more closings and less traffic. And
hopefully,
it's inevitable.
I think it's just natural. Yeah, you'll see it.
Yeah, I hope so. And then, you know, I was just watching the news last night, and they were talking about how all these people are flying in from European countries, and these airports are just packed. And
it's bottlenecks.
They're in line for like 7, 8, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Because they had no idea, you know, how to handle it, because the president, you know, he called You know, he said no more, and nobody can fly in or go to European countries. So
right,
it's going to be it's going to get worse.
Well, yep, hopefully
definitely going to get worse.
Ismail, for hopefully for you, that people don't get desperate, which they will, and then crime goes up,
like so, looting and that
so
kind
I
of
hope
thing.
That doesn't happen.
That'd be
here.
A disaster.
I'm sure it will at some point, but just be safe out there, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks
yeah,
for listening.
You know, hey, that's the thing. That's the thing that I was talking about. Like, you know, if you know, desperate times, you know, people take desperate.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're right. We're trying to avoid that. We're trying to avoid
yes.
that. Yeah. Thank yeah. you, buddy. Be safe. We got right. up against the break. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Coming up next, we will shift gears. We'll get you some info on where the NFL is heading for the next 10 years and an update on free agency, including Tom Brady news here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.